that it's true. The dawning of each day, His mercies are new. He's good to His children, you can trust in that. We're never forsaken, facts are facts.
He'll always do what He's always done, He's the faithful one. We're in His care, whatever comes, He's the faithful one. Protector, provider, sustainer, God's Son. I'm standing on His promises, He's the faithful one.
You've got your story, the grace that you've known. Been put down, mistreated, but never alone. You've tried Him and He's proven time and again. Got a lifetime of reasons to keep trusting Him.
He'll always do what He's always done. He's the faithful one. We're in His care, whatever comes. He's the faithful one.
Always constant, always kind.
That's the name of it, Faithful One. That was by the Booth Brothers, and welcome to Gospel Time. I am your host, Dave Rigg. During this half hour, it's going to be my privilege to bring to you the gospel of Jesus Christ in song. Music like this one from the Ball Brothers. It's called It's About the Cross. You're listening to Gospel Time.
It's not just about the manger where the baby lay. It's not all about the angels who sang for Him that day. It's not all about the shepherds on the bright and shining star. It's not all about the wise men who traveled from afar. It's about the cross. It's about my sin. It's about how Jesus came to be born once so that we could be born again. It's about the stone that was rolled away so that you and I could have real life someday. It's about the cross. Just about the good things in this life I've done. It's not all about the treasures or the trophies that I've won. It's not about the righteousness that I find within. It's all about His precious blood. Someday
In the Gospel of John, chapter 4, verse 14, we find the words of the Lord Jesus. The water I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Would you pause just a moment with me for a word of prayer? Our dear Lord Jesus, our prayer today comes from the 63rd Psalm, verse 1. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsteth for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. Lord Jesus, thank you for the living water you give to us. It's in your precious and holy name that we pray, and amen.
Starts to move. Whenever we agree together, his mighty power he will prove. If his children love each other until their hearts become as one, when two or three agree together, he has promised he will be there and the work will be done.
That night when Paul and Silas were in chains in the county jail, somebody must have been agreeing. A mighty power began to fill the place. All their fetters fell off and the doors opened wide. Perfect timing for a big earthquake. Whenever we agree together, the Holy Spirit starts to move. Whenever we agree together, his mighty power he will prove. If his children love each other till their hearts become as one, and two or three agree together, he has promised he will be there and the work will be done.
When just a few believers came together all in one accord, cause the jail began to shake. No longer weak, they began to speak. Shekinah glory shining on each face.
Whenever we agree together, the Holy Spirit starts to move. Whenever we agree together, his mighty power he will prove. If his children love each other till their hearts become as one, Spirit starts to move. Whenever we agree together, his mighty power he will prove. If his children love each other till their hearts become as one, and two or three agree together, he has promised he will be there and the work will be done. And two or three agree together, he has promised he will be there and the work will be done.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist and seminar speaker with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, whatever happened to the Martian meteorite?
Chris, several years ago, a meteorite was found in Antarctica, which was interpreted to have come from Mars. But in the meteorite were tiny microscopic features that some said were the remains of life on Mars. After making a big splash in news, which resulted in a great deal of additional funding for NASA, scientists around the world began to dispute the claim. These were not organic features, they were strictly inorganic. A recent experiment showed another way in which you could produce these very same features by heating a rock and then cooling it quickly. No, life has not been found on Mars. Life is on Earth where God created it and nowhere else. And that's the way it's been ever since, back in Genesis.
We'd be happy to send you an information packet free of charge. simply contact us at 1-800-7-GENESIS. That's 1-800, the number 7, and the word Genesis.
Music continues now on Gospel Time, this time from the Tribute Quartet, a song entitled Calvary Wins Again.
It was the part of the service that he dreaded, when the congregation stood to bow their heads. He was well acquainted with that guilty feeling, and the echo of the words the preacher said. So often he declined the invitation for Jesus Christ to cleanse and set him free. But today he made his way down to the altar, knelt down a sinner, but stood up ready.
Salvation song, but the Holy Spirit still draws souls to Calvary, and the power of the cross still saves today. And for every time a sinner meets my Savior, I believe the hope.
Be troubled. You trust God, now trust in me. There are many rooms in my Father's home, and I am going to prepare a place for you. If this were not so, I would tell you plainly. When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know where I am going and how to get there. No, we don't know, Lord, Thomas said. We haven't any idea where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus told him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had known who I am, then you would have known who my Father is. From now on, you know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus replied, "Philip, don't you even yet know who I am, even after all the time I have been with you? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." John chapter 14, verses 1 through 9. From the Holy Bible, New Living Translation. Live it now.
This is Gospel Time, a radio ministry. We depend upon your prayers and financial support to keep us on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station. If you'd like to help us, write to us at Gospel Time, Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write us today.
Now on Gospel Time, it's Hymn Time.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. Tim Prescott reporting from Pasadula. We're at the scene of a very strange murder. So bizarre, in fact, that every member of this community could be a suspect. Police Chief Earl Teasel explains.
What's got everybody so shook up around here is the cause of death in this case. Mean, hurtful words. Somebody lost their temper, said some things they shouldn't have, and now we've got a dead body here and a lot of people in town who had a reason to be mad at the deceased.
Yeah, which means, Chief, just about everyone in Pasadula is afraid to talk. If you have any information...
Your conversation can do serious damage to someone's life.
Matthew chapter 5 puts mean and hurtful words right up there with murder.
Harsh, angry words kill the spirit and wound a person's self-worth.
So think before you speak.
Your evil conversation can and will be used against you.
Matthew chapter 5 spells it out in black and white.
Get your conversation under control.
Before somebody gets hurt.
A thought from inside our daily bread.
All right, here's one now from the Perrys. It's called Celebrate Me Home.
When the time comes and I'm standing at the river that separates the two worlds that I love, torn between my precious friends and my family, and the place of peace that's waiting up above. Hold my hand and stay there by my side, and when I celebrate me home, celebrate me there, celebrate me in that land of wonder where nothing can compare. Celebrate me in that place, celebrate me saved by grace. Don't just sit and weep because I'm gone. Celebrate. Heaven's throne, with the shield and word of God to guide me, it's a comfort knowing I am not alone. So when I take my final fleeting breath and fade into the gentle sleep of nothing can compare. Celebrate me.
I love to use my spiritual gifts, whatever that means.
A lot of women ask, how will I know what my spiritual gift is? This is Elizabeth George with a few guidelines for discovering your unique gift in serving the Lord. First of all, it will bring you joy. It's a strong indicator of giftedness. What do you enjoy doing most in ministry, in service to others? Another is, your service will have a result. Others will be blessed, and so will you. Your service will be affirmed by others. Trust me, they'll let you know, and your service will create opportunities for repeat service. 1 Peter 4:10 says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. There's no better way I know of to be a woman after God's own heart.
Well, once again, our time has escaped us. It's time to close up shop here on Gospel Time. Reminder that Gospel Time does stay on the air in your area and on your favorite radio station because of your prayers for me and for this radio ministry, perhaps your financial support as well. We do have expenses in producing these programs. If you'd like to help us, here is our mailing address. It's Gospel Time, Post Office Box 68, Bone Gap, Illinois, 62815. Write to us today. Thank you for listening to our program. Until our next radio broadcast, if the Lord's willing, this is Dave Rigg asking the Lord to richly bless you.